rye smelled sweet. The night winds whirled, circling moon in a misty wreath. And he beamed in awe at this wondrous world, the stars above and earth beneath. He'd never seen the trunks of trees or blades below the farmer's plow. Moon didn't know a horse had knees, but things were strangely sideways now. Moon returned with cow at dawn, rolling in with sleepy eyes, found farmer pacing on his lawn, much to cow's surprise.
"Moon," he cried, "this isn't right. Cow, how dare you roam? A moon belongs in the sky at night, and a cow belongs at home."
The next morning, Miss Nelson did not come to school.
"Wow," yelled the kids, "now we can really act up."
They began to make more spitballs and paper airplanes.
"Today, let's be just terrible," they said.
"Not so fast,"
hissed an unpleasant voice. A woman in an ugly black dress stood before them.
"I am your new teacher, Miss Viola Swamp."
And she rapped the desk with her ruler.
"Where's Miss Nelson?" asked the kids.
"Never mind that," snapped Miss Swamp. "Open those arithmetic books."
Miss Nelson's kids did as they were told.
In the valley, one fine day, there was not much grass around. "Time to go," said Little Will. "Let's climb up to higher ground, cross the bridge to the pass where there's loads of lovely grass." So the three goats trotted off to the bridge up by the pass.
"I'll go first," said Little Will.
"Look at all that lovely grass."
Trip, trap, trip. As he ran, Sid the Troll jumped out and sang,
"Don't want chicken, don't want lamb, don't want bacon, don't want ham, don't want beef or veal or pork, want some goat upon my fork."
Little Will sweetly smiled, and he gave a little bleat.
"Meh, don't have me for your tea. I am not much good to eat. But if goat is your prize, why not try some goat surprise?"
"Goat surprise?" said the troll. "Oh, that sounds completely yummy."
"Just you wait," said Little Will, "and you'll have some in your tummy. My big bro can tell you more about this meal so scrummy. Let me through, if you will."
And he crossed onto the hill.